going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With today's announcement that you're making here today,
yes.
Give us the crux in terms of what you're asking for of the town of Amherst and leadership.
I want the town of Amherst to do the right thing. What they need to do is, now that we have an assessment from a world-renowned developer who told us what this, at the worst case scenario, is going to cost us to make that an 18-hole golf course. My position is very clear. Make it an 18-hole golf course. Let's go see if somebody wants to develop it and is going to make this on the tax rolls. Or my position is, make it the town golf course. That's what we should use for ourselves, and then go develop Autobahn. That's what we should do. And this is what the residents want. If we would have saved ourselves over $30 million on this Amherst Central Park fiasco that's been out there, and people just don't understand, this is what we're talking about. So that's what we're asking the board to do. Bring the DeNicholas Group in to do a refined study so we have the numbers and we know what we're doing.
When it comes to just the future of that site, I mean, the benefits of making it the town golf course, as you stated, I mean, what would that mean for taxpayers and everything like that?
First of all, we make money on Autobahn. We make money. We make about $300,000 a year with that golf course. Just imagine if we had a Nicholas Design Willie Parks golf course in Amherst. That what that means for us is that it'd be one of a kind. So we can get money in, if we could find somebody to manage it, and what we could do is we can give the town more money, or we might find a developer who might have to come in here and say, let's do this. Let's put it back on the tax rolls. More money was spent on this because of Amherst Central Park, and Westwood was included in that. So we need to get our money back, and we should think about developing Autobahn. That's what we should do. That's what the residents want. Go back to the Fairways Group. This is what they fought for. 11 years ago.
You talked about I think in one of your statements, the county and the disappointment that Amherst kind of just dismissed your idea of trying to look into this further. I mean, what's your message for Amherst?
It was really simply this. They went in there, they did their press release, they said it. The first thing I did after that was like, what do you mean that no, like, have you, what's the research that we've asked people to come in and look at this? I called up Nicholas Design. They called me right back. They were in Toronto because that's the closest Nicholas Design course is in Toronto. They came here for free. We asked three times to let us come in. We provided insurance certificates. We did everything. And this is what we got. They wouldn't let us do it. We did not break any laws. They were on. They came here. They walked the perimeter. But what they weren't aware of was the person who came down here was with Jack Nicholas 11 years ago to look at Westwood. So he knew the site. So we did the perimeter, we went down fairways, we looked in through the fence, we went around the other side, and they put this together.
You're running for the town supervisor of Amherst in November on the Republican side of it. When you talk to the public in terms of this site and specifically, have they mentioned to you what they would like to see out of it, whether it be a golf course or something like a town park or something?
I've walked to 4,500 homes, okay, in the last 3 months. Everybody that I spoke to in the Westwood area that I spoke to want it to be a golf course, and they want to make sure that it can never be any development. That's what that inalienable land designation would mean, that they could never do anything except have a golf course there or a park, and it would protect it. That's what they want. And the plan back then was to use Autobahn to bring that and develop that. This is where we're at right now. We shouldn't give up home rule. We should exhaust our possibilities, knowing that the county will do this. But think about this. There's $7 million that's been allocated now to this golf course. That will take care of this golf course to be an 18-hole golf course. That's what we should use it for, and it should be a town.
Have you tried to talk to the town supervisor now, Brian Culp, about this?
We brought them in. We asked them, be part of it, do this. This is what we wanted. This is about the residents. I'm very happy that they wanted to come down, a world-renowned course designer wanted to come down here. We were lucky. We were fortunate. This was a big deal. And they poo-pooed the idea and said, you can't come on. And they told me, it's illegal. And we didn't break any laws. We made sure we didn't do that. Now that we've presented it, now that we've handed it in, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Get a real assessment. Let them come down here and tighten it up. Tell us what we need to do, how we need to do it, and then make the decisions based on that. I will be very surprised if people are not interested in doing something with that golf course. I'd be very surprised.
If you do get elected town supervisor, what would be your actions with this property? I mean, are you anticipating that there's going to be any sort of movement with it before you do take off?
I'm hoping that nothing is done before November. I'm hoping that we have the opportunity to bring it to the residents, let them decide, let them be part of this decision. Do it. And to be honest, I'm exactly what I told you I would do. I would take that information. I would go to the private people, the private firms, and see if they're interested. See if it makes sense for us. But ultimately, I still think it should be a town golf course. It should be ours. That's what we should be using for ours. Do something with Autobahn. Keep that the way it is. People loved Westwood. It was a great course. And now Jack Nicklaus wants to come in and design it. It'd be the first in the country. A Willie Parks Jack Nicklaus design. A first. And I think people will come for that.
What do you want to do, Dan? Forgive me if I'm repeating what you guys already covered. So what would you do with Autobahn then? Would you completely scrap it as an 18-hole course? Would you do 9 holes at Autobahn?
No.
In addition to the 9 holes you already have at Autobahn?
To be honest with you, Steve, I'm open to what we could do with that. If the county really wants a 9-hole golf course, let them have one at Autobahn. If they really want a 9-hole golf course. My intention is we keep the driving range, we put a park out there, we do things with Autobahn, we see if we can develop it, get the residents to be involved in the decision that we're making. This was done 11 years ago. This is what was proposed back then. And now it's resurfacing again. So that's what I'd like to go to do that.
Who would operate the Westwood golf course for town?
We could take Indigo, who's doing right now Autobahn, and bring them over there. They're working out. We're making $300,000. There's people out there. When Nicklaus was here, we had this conversation, Steve, with it. What the greatest thing was is that they said they know people who would come in and talk to us about management. They know people who might be interested in taking it over. There it's a wealth of knowledge. These people do this for a living. Let's use them. Let's talk to them. Let's see what they have to say. Forget about this election. This is the right thing to do for the residents. It's the right thing to do for the town. That's it. This is a simple thing. This is what we should do. This is the right thing to do.
The $9 million or so that it would take to revive the course,
yep.
Where would that come from?
I believe that the $7 million that's already been allocated, we should use the $7 million. And if they come in and they do a reassessment, they come back and they tighten up their numbers, let's say it comes in at $7 or $8 million. I'd be willing to bond that $1 million if we had to make that our course.
Where was that $7 million meant to go for? It wasn't meant to revive.
Yes, $3.7 million was allocated for Westwood. That's what Mark Poloncart said. It's already been there, and we found that out the day of the press conference. Then we find out that they just did another $3 million that they just allocated. So there's $6.7 million in the county right now to do this park.
So you're saying you would take county money, but it would not be a county course. It would be a town course.
We can borrow the money from the county. Well, I'll work that out with them. If they don't give it to us, then we need to go out and get our money ourselves. I'm saying it's there. If they want to loan it to us, let it loan it to us. Let us do it. I don't believe in giving up home rule. I just don't. I think it should stay a town asset. I don't believe giving it to the county is the right thing to do at this time.
What about losing the park? You know, that was one of the aspects of the county town plan. As part of it would be a passive park for use by people who don't golf.
One thing I want to say to you about that, we don't know if there's any remediation cost that's going to have to be associated with making a park on that site. That's the first thing. They've given us no numbers to tell us how this is going to happen. We have bona fide numbers to keep it an 18-hole golf course. I believe the park, we should talk to Audubon about doing, we should do something with Audubon. If there's a possibility, let's do that. I just think we have to exhaust all of our possibilities and what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. This is something, in my mind, this is how you handle business. You look at all possibilities before you make a decision. That's what I think we should do.
How much influence can you have on this process, even if you're elected supervisor, if you're only elected yourself or with one other town board member?
I think the supervisor's job is very clearly this. We are here to build, this job is here to build a consensus. We got to get people to buy into what we're talking about. But that means including everybody in these decisions. The problem that we have is they haven't done that. They talked about this for a year. This has been going on for a year. They didn't talk to the Fairways group. They didn't talk to any of those people. Why? Why wouldn't you do that? Get them involved. Let's do this. We have to open up the communication lines. And I don't care whether they're Democrats, Republicans, blanks, and it doesn't matter. Get everybody involved. That's what the supervisor's job is to do. We are here to build a consensus to make sure the decisions that we make are the right decisions. And we have the support of the people behind us. That's what we should do.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.